deep, deep down, I think one of the biggest human tragedies in the world today is we don't believe in ourselves. We don't put a value in our own skin. So even though we might give back, we just don't want to see how we can impact the world. People get so busy. They just create chaos, they create busyness, they create distractions to keep themselves from really becoming the version of themselves that they are. Removing that mask is showing up and allowing the world to see how beautiful and magnificent they are. So what we do is when we walk out into the world, we wear masks, we wear makeup, we wear clothes, we wear whatever, not because we're comfortable always, but because we want to fit in, we want to be seen, we want to be liked. And that really speaks to a deep insecurity within the context of our own skin that perhaps we've never addressed. And when you address that, you don't need external validation from your brothers, your wives, your cousins, or your neighbors for that matter. Finding your voice is not writing a book. Finding your voice is just trusting yourself to speak your truth at home, behind closed doors, as well as being on the street, and honoring yourself so you don't feel you're suppressing a part of who you are. But I'd rather you say, well, why isn't it there? Why do I not trust my truth? Why do I feel I don't have a voice? Why does the world not see and hear me when I speak? What is that really about? Share a part of your truth in a safe environment where you may not be judged, and start to get comfortable with sharing parts of your story that perhaps you haven't shared before. And see that maybe you're doing it not for you, you're doing it to help other people, that your story is not about you. Your story has the impact and the potential to move the needle for other people. Stop making the journey about you.